go to our next caller. It looks like this is Mary, and she's calling from Federal Way.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Hinchcliffe. Thanks for taking the call.
Hi.
Hi. So my question is, can hot flashes be caused by anything other than lack of estrogen?
Yes. So the hot flashes, for hormones, we can definitely see hot flashes with lack of progesterone. And then sometimes we even see hot flashes with low testosterone. There's a tiny bit of research that testosterone can help with hot flashes. So looking at all of the sex hormones and their relationships and how they affect hot flashes. But then besides sex hormones, I will also look at the adrenal function. Sometimes if I'm seeing that a person has poor adrenal function, meaning that the adrenal glands aren't effectively producing cortisol, our main stress hormone, that will sometimes lead to hot flashes as well. Not to be sounding dire, but of course we always want to have cancer in the back of our mind, especially if it's the hot flashes aren't fitting with a certain age population or gender. The hot flashes, especially sweats, can be associated with cancer. So I always want to make sure I'm thinking about that as well.
What kind of cancer?
Different kinds of cancer. It's not specific for one kind.
I am currently on bioidentical.
Okay.
And have been trying to figure out the right dose.
Okay.
When I was on the upper limit, which I think was like a milligram, isn't that the highest limit that they give?
No, it can go higher than that, depending on what the combination is.
Well, I think when I was on a milligram, I didn't have them, but then I would have breakout bleeding. So I had to lower it.
Okay.
When I lower it, I get really bad hot flashes.
Okay.
That's why I was wondering, I'm trying to figure out, because it keeps me from sleeping.
Oh.
That's why I was trying to figure out dosage.
Yeah, okay. So that's understandable. There has to be that right balance for women. Uh-huh. Estrogen and progesterone or breakthrough bleeding can happen, or a buildup of the lining of the uterus, which we definitely do not want. So there's perhaps a challenge there where your body's not able to get a higher dosage of estrogen because of that balance that needs to happen. Did you have testosterone added to your regimen?
At one point I did, and then my doctor took me off of it.
Okay.
And even though we were still trying to figure out the dose that would work for me, she said that she didn't think testosterone was helping at all, so she just took me off of it.
Okay.
Okay. I guess I was wondering if maybe there was a secondary issue like cortisol or something.
Right, right. I will use urine testing. Some providers do saliva testing to look at the hormones, including the adrenal function. It's nice to do a urine or a saliva sample because you can do multiple samples throughout the day and look at the curvature of the cortisol and how it's produced. Like, it's supposed to be higher in the morning and lower before bed. So doing a test like that can be insightful to see if maybe that is a part of the picture for you. The other thing I think about, too, is if I have a patient and for whatever reasons the hormones aren't working as well for certain symptoms, then I will sometimes add in an herb that can be helpful for hot flashes. I'll use it alongside the hormone therapy. One supplement that I like to use, and I'm not affiliated with this company in any way, but it's called Estrova. It's Estrova, and it's by Metagenics, and they do have it at the Tahoma dispensary. And it usually you only need one a day, sometimes two a day, but it has a very wide variety of symptomatic relief related to hormonal imbalances. and it's a very safe product to use. It's in the rhubarb family, actually. So that's an idea.
Can you just spell the name of that again?
Yeah, it's E, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, R as in Roberta, O, V, A, V as in Victor. Yeah.
Metagenics.
Yeah.
And you use that along with the bioidenticals?
I do, yeah, yeah. You can use it by itself, too. If you are feeling like you don't need the hormones and you want to just try that by itself, that's totally fine. But if I'm using the hormones for other reasons, like vaginal dryness, for example, then I can use the Estrova in conjunction with that.
And how much of that would I take along with my hormones?
It's recommended just to start with one capsule a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in contact. I have left a message with my doctor about increasing my level of estradiol cream that I'm taking. And I haven't heard back from her yet.
Okay.
But is it safe to, like, incrementally increase that on my own?
I would say that I would be cautious just because of what you shared with me about the breakthrough bleeding. I just would be concerned about that happening again. One other thought, because you mentioned estradiol, and you're right, I wouldn't, if it is 1 milligram, that is definitely the middle of the road, pretty sufficient dosage for just estradiol. But sometimes what we'll do, actually, I wouldn't say middle of the road. I definitely wouldn't go over 1 milligram, and rarely get to 1 milligram with just estradiol, is though to combine that with estriol. Estriol is a really weak estrogen that you can use with estradiol. If you're getting a cream, they can add the estriol to the cream. And even though it's weaker, it still can be beneficial for hot flashes. So that's something to consider, too, to ask your provider
about. That, I just started that.
Okay.
So that I've just started, and I've just started this within the last couple of days. But I still haven't had any relief. I'm on, like, 0.01 milliliter for the estrogen cream, I think. I don't have it on hand.
That's probably the amount of cream that's applied, but the milligram amount would be more than that.
Okay. So how much is what? Like, so what is the equation? 0.01 milliliter is equal to how much milligram?
It just depends on what the person writes the prescription for. It's different. So, like, for example, I'll do 1.25 milligrams of bias per 0.1 milliliter, or maybe sometimes I'll do 0.625 milligrams per 0.1 milliliter. It just really depends on the preference of the provider in your labs that you have done. Yeah.
So it sounds like I just really need to wait and hear from her.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And though I'm glad to hear you've added the estriol, I think that was great. And then one last thing that I was thinking of, too, is with hormones in the more allopathic community, as they are using less and less hormone replacement therapy, they're turning towards using SSRIs or the antidepressant medications to help with hot flashes. And so if we're looking at that from more of a natural perspective and see how possibly increasing our level of serotonin or other neurotransmitters could be beneficial, I'll sometimes use precursors to those neurotransmitters like 5-HTP, or even use tyrosine to help build dopamine levels. So that's also something maybe to look at, is the neurotransmitters.
So the neurotransmitters can produce hot flashes?
Yeah. Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So I am currently on some 5-HTP.
Okay.
So that hasn't helped.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we'll have to look elsewhere then. I think you got some good
ideas.
I'll
do the urine test and wait to hear from my doctor. Thank you for taking time.
Yeah, of course, Mary. Okay. Thank you so much for calling.